How's everybody doing? You having a good time tonight? All right, well, you were in for a real treat to close out our evening. You know, there are some bands that dig up an old bluegrass sound, and it sounds like they're being retro, like they're putting on a costume and trying something out. And then there are some bands that sound like they were transported out of a time machine from 1967 into the present, and that's what these guys are, putting the classic bluegrass back in the bluegrass. Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival for the evening. Please make welcome High Fidelity.
Thank you.
I still recall Thank y'all very much. We are High Fidelity, and we are thrilled to be here with you in Medical Lake, Washington, here at the Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival.
First time ever in Washington.
That's right.
As they say, well, I'm from Washington.
Washington. Yeah, we're sort of from the East, some of us, and some of us the Midwest as well, but I'm originally from Virginia, and I've never made it over here, so I'm thrilled to be over here. We're going to tell you who this fella is doing a fine job playing the five-string banjo. He comes to us from Dyersburg, Tennessee, in the western part of Tennessee. Wonderful banjo player, and he's actually the fella that sort of initiated the formation of this group back in 2014, and he named the band, and he picked all the hit songs. Yeah. We're mighty proud of him. Wonderful person to have around. Y'all make him welcome, Mr. Kurt Stevenson. And we're going to turn him loose on a good banjo number here that comes from Don Reno. And that's right, he's got it recorded on his banjo special album over there, I think. And we'll have them, I don't know if they're over there, or we'll be at the artist table. Nevertheless, afterwards, you can pick one up there. Here is the one called The Missile Ride.
So we're still getting our brains put on, but that's mighty fine over there, Kurt, for
that's right.
Crossing two time zones. We're going to tell you who this fella is here. I just called his first name. He is no stranger to bluegrass music, but he worked for about 6 years with the world-famous Chuck Wagon Gang. That's a gospel group that's been around since the 30s,
yep.
Believe it or not. And you can see him on a lot of different television shows. He's on Ray Stevens' Nashville Show and Marty Stewart, the Cumberland Highlanders. Just about anything that features acoustic or bluegrass music has... This guy's made an appearance on it, and proud to say that you know, I guess I gotta claim him. Usually he introduces me first, and so he says, like, she's my much better half, so now I gotta say he's
she
my
is.
So I gotta say he's my better half now. It's like, okay, I guess. Make him welcome if you would. He's gonna be doing some fine gospel guitar playing. This is Jeremy Stevens on the guitar.
Thank y'all. Well, I appreciate that, Karina.
Yeah,
that was very nice. We'll slow it down just a little bit here and do you a song that's very near and dear to us up here. We love singing about the Lord Jesus. He's our Savior, and we're so thankful for all that he has done for us and continues to do for us. So this song talks just a little bit about some of that, an old hymn that I'm sure a lot of you may remember called Kneel at the Cross.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. List to his voice, leave with him your care, and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross.
Songs, and we love new songs too. We just tend to do a bunch of old ones, and this is one that goes back to the 1930s or 40s, written by a group called a couple of fellas, Carl and Hardy, and Charlie Munro picked this song up in the 40s and did his arrangement on it. Charlie was the brother, older brother of Bill Munro. Some folks call him the uncle of bluegrass music. I love Charlie's music, his singing, and his band, and we do quite a few of his numbers, and this is one that we got from him. It's called I See a Bright Light Shining.
I see a bright light shining. Hear the train wheels whining. Start the heart to find. Oh, how sad, oh, how sad. That train is drawing near now. My eyes are filled with tears now. Springing on my dear one, but she did, yes, she did. We stood and when we parted, we bonded on Dan Hardy. Then the dialogue started coming in round the bend. Through her heart she held me, I heard her softly tell me, I'll be by God willing when the lilacs bloom again. The bright light leaving, left and on and grieving, begging please don't leave me all in vain, all in vain. The news had reached her mother, father, sister and brother, she died with happy mothers in the wreck of the train. Beaming. That poor train is steaming to a heart that's broken, bleeding, coming down from above. And take me to my sweetheart, that land where I once won't part, where the lilacs bloom forever, there I'll dwell with my love.
We'll do you a song here that we've done quite a few that we have recorded actually on our first album.
That one was on our duet record.
Yep, the first one, Shout and Shine, we sang. Corrine and I have a duet record. And
I just want to let y'all know, in case we forget, that me and Jeremy are doing a duet singing workshop tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Good Lord willing, the creeks don't rise.
That's right.
We'll get into some heavy stuff. Now, if I let Jeremy go run free, he'll take off with it. So,
we'll get deep catalog.
Deep catalog and do songs 10 different ways. And that's a little exaggeration. But if you like what you're hearing tonight, you like duet singing, come and hang out with us tomorrow at 1. Anyway, go ahead.
Sounds good. No, that's good. I don't know what I was saying either, but we're going to sing you a trio number that we got from a brother group, actually. Think of brother acts. A lot of times you think of brother duets and that sort of thing, but this was about five or six brothers that played together back in the 1950s. Called the McCormick Brothers. Some of them are still around. And one of their numbers called I'm Happy to Know.
With tears in my eyes, as another man makes you his bride. But the way that you talked and the smile on your face, I know you'll be happy that way. I'm happy to see the smile on your face, though it won't be the same, dear, for me. I'm sorry to say that I've lost you today, but I'm happy to know that you're happy that way. And blue. Now I'm happy to see the smile on your face, though it won't be the same, dear, for me. I'm sorry to say that I've lost you today, but I'm happy to know that you're happy that way.
This morning about 12:30 Pacific time, and we slept a little bit this afternoon, but the first thing that we struggle with, at least for me when I'm sleep deprived, is my voice.
That's
a bad thing to be dealing with when you're supposed to do a performance, but we're hanging in there.
If
here,
if you want the last of my water, I would give that to you.
I'll split it with you. How about that? There you go.
Well, we're in the desert now.
All right. Well, we're going to let Kurt sing you one we've got recorded on our new record. We signed with Rebel Records about a year and a half ago or so, and got an album out with them, and they've been so good to us. We love the folks at Rebel Records, and we're getting a lot of airplay on Sirius XM satellite radio. How many of you have heard us on Sirius XM here? Two people.
Two.
That figures. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. H2O. We need that up here for sure. We're going to let Kurt sing you one here that he picked out for us to record. A great old song called He's Passing This Way.
And blind, they're sitting by the wayside begging help from the good and the kind. And hearing the multitude passing, he asked the disciples, they say, who told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing along that way? He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away. Out on the long Mount of Olives, our Lord spent the whole night in prayer, and coming to Gethsemane, garden, he talked to his followers there, and going a little short distance, knelt down and he earnestly prayed. That prayer was a prayer for all nations while passing along that way. He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away. Three days after Jesus was buried, secured in Joseph's new tomb, two women were traveling, discussing their sorrow and gloom.
And while they yet were talking, a stranger overtook them, they say. That stranger was Jesus of Nazareth, who rose and passed that way. He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and ever stands ready to save you, take all your burdens away.
Yay! Oh, thank you so much.
I'm so glad you brought those, because I didn't really want to share. I mean, I would have if I had to, but...
Well... Standing here by me, doing a great job playing the fiddle and talking and singing, and she takes up a lot of slack for me when I'm not at myself, and I'm very thankful for her. She's my much better half, as we've already discussed up here, and does a great job playing the fiddle. If you happen to turn on your radio to 6:50 a.m., I don't know if y'all can get WSM out here, but probably on a good, clear, cold night, you probably
48
can.
48 states and parts of Canada, I'd say.
Yeah,
this was
I'd
one.
Say they can, so... you're liable to hear her fiddle coming over the airwaves, playing up there with Jesse McReynolds and his Virginia boys. And she's highly desired as a bluegrass fiddle player in Nashville, Tennessee. And she's highly desired in High Fidelity as well. We're mighty proud of her. Y'all make her welcome, Ms. Karina Rose Logston. She's got a fiddle record over there called Karina Rose Logston Bluegrass Fiddler. Now, that's the title for a bluegrass fiddle album there. And we're going to feature her one, playing one that she's got on there, one called Soppin' the Red Eye Gravy.
That he mentioned. High Fidelity has two records. We've got our first self-titled one and our second one called Hills and Home. We've got both of those at the merchandise tent over there, along with my Bluegrass Fiddler record and a couple other selections, our duet record. And after this, we'll have a few other ones. We usually do what we call a little bargain corner, where we got some records we've been carrying around for a while. We sell them for $5 a piece, so Jeremy's got some records in the bargain corner. Kurt's got a few,
all mine are old.
Kurt's got a few too in there. So if you're interested in picking one up for $5, make sure you see us afterwards. We won't have those at the merchandise tent, but we will have those at the meet and greet tent, I guess they call it. This is a tune that I've always really liked. It's a really old song, and I could always hear like Reno and Smiley doing a version like this. And so we did a little version like it and featured Jeremy playing the banjo on it. It's called The Maple on the Hill.
Country village grows a maple on the hill. There I sat with my Janetta long ago. When the stars were shining brightly and we heard the whippoorwill, then we vowed to love each other evermore. Together as the birds had gone to rest, and would listen to the murmur of the rest. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill? Forget me, little darling, when they lay me down to rest. Here's a little wish, oh darling, that I pray. Will you linger there in sadness, thinking, darling, of the past? Let your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave.
Jeremy on the gospel guitar doing a song we learned from the Stewart family. They were a family group out of Blytheville, Arkansas. And did we find this in a hymn book or did we just do one of them? So Jeremy,
Chuck Wagon Gang recorded it too.
Oh, there you go. Jeremy, he likes finding stuff in hymn books and stuff like that. And you know, we like classical music, and Jeremy knows a lot about, you know, harmony rules and things. So we did a little move on the last chorus. Kind of made a little, kind of like high churchy stuff, but not too much. We don't want to get above our raisin or anything.
Yeah.
But we hope you'll enjoy it tonight. It's called I've Changed My Mind.
Once I was a sinner in darkness all alone. My soul was in despair, by sin depraved. But a light fell around me as bright as noonday sun. The love of Jesus sought me, and now I'm saved.
I've changed my mind.
I've changed my mind about God and sin. God and sin.
I've changed my mind.
I've changed my mind that Jesus is. Now I'm rejoicing, contented, from evil repented. Oh yes, I've changed my mind, and now I'm saved. I'm saved. Just a wayward pilgrim, no time to serve the Lord. Around me evil lurches in I sway. Sweet peace all around me, I'll never understand.
The love of Jesus called me, and now I'm saved.
I changed my mind
about God and sin.
I changed my mind
that Jesus is. Now I'm rejoicing, contented, from evil repented. Oh yes, I've changed my mind, and now I'm saved. Satan, now behind me, forever I'll be free. The road to heaven for me has been paid. Such a price was given, atoning blood redeemed. The love of Jesus sought me, and now I'm saved.
I changed my mind
about God and sin.
I've changed my mind
that Jesus is.
Now I'm rejoicing, contented, from evil repented. Oh yes, I've changed my mind, and now I'm saved, I'm saved.
Yeah. Woo!
Well, we've left you in suspense about this fella back here playing the bass. We usually travel with a gal named Vicky Vaughn, and we all are different sidemen with different folks and have different priorities and commitments that we make sometimes far out and things like that. And Vicky couldn't be here this week with y'all. She sends her regrets. But this is her number one fill-in that she always sends us with, and he's part of the High Fidelity family. In fact, anytime you hear one of our records, this fella was working on the soundboard, engineering it. So he's responsible for making it sound good.
That's right.
And he's a fine bass player and a good singer. We're going to have him sing on a good old Grandpa Jones number here in just a minute. Make him welcome, if you would. This is Brad Benge on the upright bass.
We'll get a little of the Merle Travis guitar picking in on it, I reckon, as well. Best I can here. What you got? Let's see. 8 more miles to Louisville, I reckon.
I've traveled o'er this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and back along the line. I'm a-going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. In my mind, a place we'll call our home. A humble little cot for two we'll never want to roam. The place that's ripe for that rough side is in those bluegrass hills. While gently flows the Ohio, my place called Louisville. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. There's bound to be a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Mine lives down in Louisville, she's long and she is tall. She's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
this old road and I'll nevermore be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
Brad Benjamin, 8 more miles from Louisville. Well, we're going to have Jeremy sing a little feature. I guess you'd call that a little feature.
I'm looking forward to getting back into the low notes.
Yeah. Is this low notes for you on this one?
A little bit lower than some, at least.
This is, I guess, an old Pentecostal hymn that we heard from Don Stover and the Lilly Brothers. Now, Jeremy, he actually got to play a summer with the Lilly Brothers when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
That must have been a really cool thing, Jer.
It was. I was in the Don Stover position. That was very exciting.
Very, very cool. So we're going to have him sing a little bit on this and do a little gospel trio on it. It's called I Would Not Be Denied. Fingers, but we'll just go ahead and do a couple more for you. You know, I got a good day of music tomorrow ahead. I believe tomorrow we're on at 7 o'clock. And we appreciate you staying out late for us tonight. Well, the only thing that we love better than one banjo is two banjos. We almost always travel with two. Now on the airplanes we get a little skittish, so we're borrowing a banjo. I don't know who we have to thank for this. We're borrowing a bass and a banjo. Thank you all for letting us use your instruments. Yeah. Makes traveling a whole lot easier on
this. This ain't
airplane.
Got a tuner on the tailpiece.
Oh, look at that. What does that do? Does that...
I don't know.
It's just for show, I guess. Anyway, we love banjos and we love twin banjos. You know, like with a fiddle, when you got a twin fiddle, it's like one note, they match the harmony. But with banjos, you got three notes going at the same time and they're harmonizing. You just about have to have a screw loose to be able to do that. Are you guys all right over there?
Hey!
It'll be all right today, I guess, after them long airplane rides. This is one we got from Jim and Jesse. And we're going to feature Kurt and Jeremy on the twin banjos. We hope you like it as much as we enjoy playing. It's called My Empty Arms.
1, 2, 3.
There's a big bright moon tonight, and it's shining just right. Just let me hold you tight and tell you of your charm. It don't matter to me just now if you've broken every vow. Just let me take you in my arms.
That we've got in store for tomorrow. Well, we're going to leave you here with a song that's done really good for us. We were honored that it spent a couple months on the Bluegrass Unlimited charts at number one on the singles chart. Thank you very much. And while I'm talking about stuff that we're happy about, we recently got nominated for the 2019 IBMA New Artist of the Year this year. So we're really tickled about that. So thank you all of y'all who, you know, have supported us, whether you listen to us on the radio or you follow us, or even if you're just seeing us for the first time, you're still sitting in your seats out there. We sure appreciate that.
So we'll leave you here with this one. That it's a title track, actually, off of our latest Rebel Records release, one that we got from the Country Gentlemen. They recorded back in the late 1950s, and as we mentioned, Kurt's our hit maker. This is one that he brought to the band as well. Good number here called The Hills and Home.
Heading back to the hills and home, his own country, never more to roam. The traveling life is not for me. I'm headed back to the hills and home. There's a light shining from the window, and
called the girl and found the chimney top. Mom and Dad about their evening chores. I'll soon be back among the hills and home.
Thank you all so much.